It's Saturday, August 2nd, 2008, and this is the Wikinews News Review. For Wikinews, I'm LeoFan7. Glad you could join us. The Wikinews News Review is a weekly program showcasing this week's articles from Wikinews, the free news source that you can write. Now, here's the news. George W. Bush, the current president of the United States, yesterday claimed that the level of violence in Iraq has decreased to the lowest level since spring of 2004. Bush also praised the security forces of Iraq. He cited their increasing capability as another reason for the reduction in violence. Bush said that we saw the capability of those forces earlier this year when the Iraqi government launched successful military operations against Shia extremist groups in Basra, Amaran, and the Sadr city area of Baghdad. Because of these operations, extremists who once terrorized the citizens of these communities have been driven from their strongholds. The president continued by saying that the Iraqi government has made progress. The Iraqi Council of Representatives has passed several major pieces of legislation this year, said Bush. And Iraqi leaders are preparing for provincial elections, he said, listing ways in which he believed the Iraqi government have progressed. Bush continued by discussing the withdrawal of troops. The progress in Iraq has allowed to continue our policy of return on success. We now have brought home 5 of the combat brigades and 3 Marine units that were sent to Iraq as part of the surge. The last of these surge brigades returned home this month. And later this year, General Petraeus will present me with his recommendations on future troop levels, including further reductions in our combat forces as conditions permit. Reuters, AFP, and the Associated Press are reporting that a gas explosion in Turkey killed at least 17 girls in a school on Friday. Reuters reports the initial death toll was at 16, with 27 injured. The number of deaths later rose to 17 when a body was removed from the rubble. 2 survivors were pulled from the rubble as rescuers worked into the night. 1 girl is still missing. We won't stop until we find her, said Village Mayor Mehmet Demirgul. He told the Associated Press. About 50 students and teachers were in the school, where some had gathered for Islamic study in the 3-story structure in the village of Balkalar near Tashkent in the Konya province. The Phoenix probe that was sent to Mars has had its mission extended. Part of Phoenix's mission was to chemically analyze soil samples and to confirm the presence of water ice. The ice was confirmed by the use of an instrument that can identify vapors. A small sample of ice within Martian soil was heated until it melted at 0 degrees Celsius, or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, the melting point for water. The original mission was planned to be funded for 3 months, with the cutoff in late August. However, as a result of the probe's good condition, NASA has stated that its mission will be extended by 5 weeks until September 30th. Phoenix is healthy, and the projects for solar power look good, so we want to take full advantage of having this resource in one of the most interesting locations on Mars, said the head of NASA's Mars Exploration Program, Michael Myers. An additional expense of US $2 million will be incurred because of the extension, on top of the US $420 million that has already been spent. This will allow for 2 more trenches to be dug, which will be dubbed as Cupboard and Neverland. The Phoenix probe landed on Mars on May 25th of this year near the North Pole of Mars, where the ice was discovered. The ice was found an inch approximately 5 centimeters deep, referred to as Snow White. It has been very successful, and Mars had proven itself to be very interesting. Mechanically, the spacecraft is operating great, and there's plenty of power margin to carry us beyond the waiting summer, said Myers. The original goal of the mission was to determine if the red planet was capable of supporting life. Phoenix is in the process of performing experiments to determine if ice ever melted in Mars history. In addition, it is searching for organic-based compounds that are necessary for life forms to exist. Ehud Olmert, the current Israel Prime Minister, has said he will resign from his position as leader after his party's leadership contest in September. This announcement comes after it was revealed that Olmert is facing involvement in a corruption investigation. I was forced to defend myself against relentless attacks from self-appointed fighters for justice who sought to depose me from my position, when the end sanctified all the means, said Olmert, during the speech in which he announced his resignation. Despite the fact that Olmert's term in office was originally set to end in 2010, he has announced that he will quit on September 17th. Gordon Jandro, White House spokesperson, commented on the resignation. George W. Bush wishes him well and will continue to work closely with Olmert while he remains prime minister, he said. He continued by saying that Olmert and Bush have been exceptionally close and cooperative. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that Olmert's resignation is an internal affair, and that the Palestinian Authority deals with the Prime Minister of Israel, regardless if he is Olmert or somebody else. Olmert has stated that he would work towards peace as long as I am in my position. Beleaguered British computer hacker Gary McKinnon has vowed to fight U.S. extradition proceedings through the European Court of Human Rights. This follows on from yesterday's rejection of an appeal to the UK's law lords. American prosecutors who have pursued the case against McKinnon are offering a stark choice for the ex-systems analyst who allegedly broke into 97 U.S. military and NASA computer systems. One report describes his UFO-related hacking efforts as the biggest military hack in history. His lawyers have used alarmist language to describe the attitude of American prosecutors pursuing him on 6 indictments. American officials involved in this case have stated that they want to see him fry, the lawyers have said. The consequences he faces, if extradited, are both disproportionate and intolerable. The plea bargain offer on the table would see McKinnon face 4 years in jail if he accepts 2 of the charges. Estimates on how long a sentence he may face if he refuses this and is successfully prosecuted on all 6 charges go as high as 70 years. From the 1966 Glasgow-born man, this is an effective life sentence. With terrorism being bandied about as a motivation, and allegations that McKinnon deleted files and disrupted the operation of systems he's alleged to have broken into, an additional concern from his lawyers is that under such circumstances he could be detained at the Guantanamo Bay facility. McKinnon describes himself as a bumbling hacker who believed he was working in the public interest to expose a U.S. cover-up of files and other information on UFOs. American actor Kelsey Grammer has checked into a hospital in Hawaii after feeling faint. It is the second time the actor has checked into a hospital after he suffered a heart attack in Hawaii 2 months ago. His current condition is not threatening. According to his publicist, Stan Rosenfeld, the symptoms may have been caused by a mix-up in his medication. His doctor is changing the medication, and they will monitor him overnight, he said. Grammer blamed the heart attack on the pressure from his canceled sitcom Back to You on Fox. The attack occurred while paddle boating with his wife in June. Grammer's best known for his roles on television sitcoms Frasier and Cheers. He won the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series 3 times, and 1 Golden Globe Award for Best Performance by an Actor in a TV Series in 2001. United States Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska has been indicted by federal grand jury on 7 criminal counts for making false statements in his Senate financial disclosure forms. The longest-serving Republican in the Senate, Stevens is the highest-profile politician ensnared in the corruption scandal surrounding Veeco Corporation and its executives' attempts to influence politics. Veeco, a subsidiary of CH2M Hill as of September 2007, is an oil pipeline and services company. It is alleged to have funded renovations to the Stevens home in Girdwood, Alaska in 2000. The renovations include a new garage and first floor, a 2-story wraparound deck, as well as new wiring and plumbing. In 2007, Veeco chief executive Bill Allen pleaded guilty to charges of extortion, bribery, and conspiracy. The 28-page indictment alleges that Stevens knowingly and willfully engaged in a scheme to conceal gifts from Veeco, which totaled hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of things of value. A press release was issued by Stevens' office in response to the allegations, "I am innocent of these charges and intend to prove that." And Stevens himself commented, "I have never knowingly submitted a false disclosure form required by law as a U.S. senator." Senator Daniel Inouye, a close friend of Stevens, commented, "As far as he's concerned, he's not guilty, and I believe him." Stevens was reportedly caught unawares on Tuesday when the indictment charge was filed. Apparently, the media knew about it before he did, Inouye said, adding that he had just talked to Stevens. Stevens was in a meeting with other Republicans when he found out about the charge. Stevens is the longest-running Republican senator in history and is up for re-election this November. Calls to his office in Washington for comment were redirected to a voicemail indicating that his office is closed. And now moving on to sports, international tennis star Maria Sharapova will miss the 2008 Beijing Olympics because of a shoulder injury sustained during the WTA Rogers Open in Montreal, Canada. Sharapova, 21, defeated Poland's Marta Domachowska during the second round of the Open, but was in pain during the 3-hour match. She said, quote, "This is something that needs a lot of time to heal. It really hurts me to say I have to miss the Olympics," she said on her official website, according to the BBC. "After Wednesday's match, I knew there was something seriously wrong with my shoulder. There were so many mixed feelings, because on Wednesday night they were almost positive there was something wrong with my nerve, which could have ultimately been much more serious," Sharapova said, according to the Daily Telegraph. "But after Thursday morning's tests, for the first time in a while, they were able to give me a different answer and a different problem. This is something that needs a lot of time to heal, and it really hurts me to say I have to miss the Olympics," end quote. The Associated Press reports that Sharapova, three-time Grand Slam champion, has two small tears in tendons in her shoulder, discovered through an MRI exam and other medical tests. The tennis section of the Olympics will start on August 11th and run through to August 15th. The U.S. Open tournament will start August 25th, and the Associated Press reports that Sharapova may also miss that tournament. The Daily Telegraph reports that Sharapova joins former world number one in Athens Olympic silver medalist Amy Morisseau to fellow French star Mary Pierce on a list of tennis players not competing in the 2008 Olympics. In other news, a 54-year-old German farmer who lost both arms in a farming accident 6 years ago has become the first patient to receive a complete double arm transplant. The patient, whose name has not been released, underwent the operation at the Klinikum Rex S. Isar, part of the Technical University of Munich. Last week, he is said to be recovering well. The operation lasted 15 hours and was performed by a team of 40 specialists in plastic surgery, hand surgery, orthopedics, and anesthesiology under the direction of the head of the Plastics and Hand Surgery Department, Professor Hans-Gunther Machens. In a press statement released by the clinic, it was revealed that the patient had been thoroughly physically checked and had psychological counseling prior to the surgery to ensure he was mentally stable enough to cope with the procedure. Since completion of the surgery, the patient has been on immunosuppressant drugs to prevent rejection of the new limbs. Without the immunosuppressant drugs given to the patient, the risk of there being a graft versus host reaction would have been significant due to the upper arm containing a large amount of bone marrow, consisting of ICCs or immunocompetent cells, which would have triggered a near total rejection of the new limbs. Indications from the clinic suggest that the double attachment went well, although it could be up to 2 full years before the patient is able to move the arms. The donor arms came from an unnamed teenager who is believed to have died in a car accident. And now, before we leave you today, we'll leave you with this day in history. In 1990, on August 2nd, Iraq invaded Kuwait, eventually leading to the conflict with coalition forces in the Gulf War. And in 1967, the second Black Wall Tunnel opened in Greenwich, London. The Pro Football Hall of Fame game of 1980 ended with 5 minutes and 24 seconds left in the game when it was canceled due to severe lightning. The game ended in a 0-0 tie. In 1985, Delta Airlines Flight 191, a Lockheed L-1011 TriStar, crashed at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, killing 137. And in 1790, the first U.S. Census was conducted. This has been the Wiki News News Review for Saturday, August 2nd, 2008. We hope you've enjoyed this week's program and hope you'll join us next week for the next update on all the news that matters to you. From all of us here at Wiki News, have a wonderful week and be sure to visit us regularly at wikinews.org.